Is there one thing that you picked up from Bill Monroe right when you met him that may have changed the way you play a little bit?
He changed me completely because I was a banjo player. And the first show that I played with him, he took me along with him to New York City to play banjo. And then when he hired me, he needed a guitar player and a lead singer, and so he put me on that. And so what a change that was, you know. He changed me completely. and I never seriously went back to playing banjo, and I've been doing that for 10 years by this time. I started real young, you know, and when I went with him, I think I was 23. So I'd been playing it 10 years by that time. And he started to, he wanted me to play guitar. Well, I knew how to play guitar. But now playing guitar for Bill Monroe, I thought might be a task. You know what I mean? But I found out that was the easy part, playing timing with Bill Monroe, because he had great timing. And I wondered if I did. And I found out I did. Because I could play with him just like, I mean, it was just so easy, you know, playing with Bill Monroe. And he never told me a thing about my guitar playing. We always got along great. But, now I might be stretching this out too long for you, but I'll tell you what, you didn't have any trouble with Bill Monroe if you were working for him, as long as you were not lazy and worked hard with him, you know. If you did that, he didn't give you no problems at all, I didn't give him any problems either, you know. We got along great till the end of his life, you know, in 1996. We always got along great. I don't know why we hit it off from the start, but, you know, neither one of us talked much back then. I was kind of bashful, and I think Bill Monroe was actually kind of backward, you know. He just never had much to say to anybody. But he let his music do the talking, and it did it good, really well, didn't it?